Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
What are we doing today, Don?
Well, Yael, on this Moment of Science, we're going to talk about lab mice.
Oh, the little white ones?
Actually, the standard lab mouse these days is black with a nice glossy coat. That's the kind of mouse that went on the space shuttle and was used as a model for the mouse genome sequencing project.
Why are they black?
Jackson Laboratory in Maine made the mouse the number one research model, and they chose a black mouse as their standard, although the mice come in other colors too. Scientists can order something like 3,300 varieties.
Wow, why so many?
Each different mouse strain serves as a model for a variety of human diseases and disorders. For instance, you can get a knockout mouse.
A really sexy mouse?
No, it's a mouse with a deleted gene. You take out a gene to see what it does. They also have knock-in mice that have a gene added in, and transgenic mice, where they add in genes that mice don't normally have in order to recreate human-only diseases.
But wouldn't scientists need identical mice to standardize their research results?
Yes, exactly. That's why the mice are inbred for 20 generations to create a colony of genetic twins and also to give them a very specific genetic profile, such as a model for human diabetes. It doesn't take as long as you might think to produce the mice because they can have a litter every 21 days.
So, how do they get the mice to breed so often?
With a cheesy pickup line, of course.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Erica Beagle-Lee, with help from George Rebeck in Psychological and Brain Sciences and Joyce Peterson at the Jackson Laboratory. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.